the 48.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tasmat Artat Cha Kamat Cha Dharmat Cha Yat Apashraya Bhajatan Aniha Anihasmanam Aniham Harim Ishwaram. Tasmad Artasya Kamacha. Tasmad Artasya Kamacha. Dharmacha Yadabhashraya. Dharmascha yadapashrayaha bhujatani hayatmanam eham, I'm sorry, aniham harimishwaram, aniham harimishwaram. Therefore, artaha, ambitions for economic development, cha, and kamaha, ambitions for satisfaction of the senses, cha, also, dharmaha, duties of religion, cha, and yet, upon whom, apashrayaha, dependent, bhajata, worship, anihaya, without desire for them. Atmanam, the super soul, Aniham, indifferent, Harim, Harim, the Supreme Personality Godhead, Ishwaram, the Lord. Translation by Sri Prabhupada. Sri Prabhupada ki, please repeat. The four principles of advancement in spiritual life: dharma, artha, kama and moksha, all depend on the disposition of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, my dear friends, following the footsteps of devotees, without desire, fully depend upon the disposition of the Supreme Lord. Worship Him, the Super Soul, in devotional service. Purport by Ashwini Prabhupada, please hear. These are words of intelligence. These are words of intelligence. Everyone should know that in every stage of life, we are dependent upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the dharma, religion, which we accept, should be that which is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavad Dharma. This is the instruction of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam braja. To take shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna means to act according to the rules and regulations of Bhagavad Dharma. Devotional service, as far as economic development is concerned, we should discharge our occupational duty, but fully depend on the lotus feet of the Lord for the results. Karmani eva adhikarate mam phaleshu kadachana. You have right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to be the fruits of action. According to one's position, one should perform his duties, but for the results, one should fully depend upon Krishna. Narottam Das Thakur thinks that our only desire should be to perform the duties of Krishna consciousness. We should not be misled by the Karma Mimamsa philosophy, which concludes that if we work seriously, the results will come automatically. This is not a fact. The ultimate result depends upon the will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In devotional service, therefore, the devotee completely depends upon the Lord and honestly performs his occupational duties. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends to depend completely on Krishna and worship him in devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Mena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Tena Bhutale Svayam Rupah Sadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Krishna Karuna Sindho Deena Bandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Saptakanchan Gauranki Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Kriye Vansha Kalpataru Bhesha Vansha Kalpataru Bhesha. One is for what? Kupasindhu Devata Vansha Kalpataru Bhesha Kupasindhu Devata Padidhanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vandade Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Narayana Namaskritya, Narayana Deva Narottama.
These are
the transcendental sound. There is a difference between the mundane sound and the transcendental sound. The mundane sound entangles us in the vicious circle of the karmas and its reactions. As soon as you speak out something which is by nature material, it definitely catches you through the neck. Krishna caught Putana. She wanted to kill Krishna, her mundane world. And she had smeared her breast and she wanted to feed Krishna. But as soon as Krishna caught her, the reaction should be there. The karma was mundane. And because it was mundane, she screamed then. Krishna not only sucked the milk from her breast, but her life also. And that verse is beautiful in Srimad Bhagavatam. She screamed, you know. Sa muncha muncha lamiti prabhashini. Sa muncha muncha lamiti prabhashini. Nishpidyamana khila jiva marmani. Vivritya netre charano bhujau muhu. Prasvinna gatra kshipati rurodha. It's a beautiful verse. If you get yourself entangled into this vicious circle of the material mundane sound, then this is the condition you are approaching. When she was caught hold of by Krishna, then it was difficult for her to get free from Krishna. Krishna catches you as soon as you are entangled with the material mundane sound. Krishna catches you. And then you have to scream. Sa means putana. Saha in Sanskrit is puli, that is masculine gender. And sa is striling, that is feminine gender. Sa, putana. Munch, munch. You just leave me alone. Krishna did not come to him, to her. She went to Krishna and she picked up Krishna. She was in a beautiful form. Mystic lady, you know, these rakshasas, they are mystics, you know. She could walk in the sky. She could take any form she liked. This was her mystic power. And she took a beautiful form of the lady. And she put her breast into the mouth of Krishna. So she went to Krishna, Krishna did not come. But then when she went to Krishna with the mundane thing, Krishna caught hold of her. And there was no mistake on the part of Krishna. We cannot blame. Apapa Vidham. We can never blame Krishna. He does everything we know. And we take comfort in it. That, oh, it is Krishna's will, you know. Something bad happens to us and we immediately say, alright, it's Krishna's will. We don't blame him, hey, why is he doing it? No. But we blame the mundane person. That is definite. Krishna was, Putana was to be blamed. Because of her mundane activity. And as soon as you engross yourself, as soon as you entangle into yourself, in this self-made cocoon, you know, these silk worms, they take out the thread and make the cocoon around in their body. And then nobody can, they cannot blame anybody because it is their creation. And then you are entangled into it. You are imprisoned in the cocoon. And as soon as she was imprisoned, Krishna will not leave her like that. Now you have come to me, I will have to catch you. So Krishna went caught, she screamed, Sa muncha muncha lamiti prabhashini. He screamed loudly, that please, munch munch means leave. Leave me alone. And what happened while she was screaming? Nishvidyamana akhila akhila jiva marmani. Such a beautiful word. And Srila Prabhupada's labor, he was getting up at 1 a.m. to translate these words for us. We are so very dense that we don't have even inclination to open his books and see what he has done. And we scream and shout, since last 20 years I'm in ISKCON, nothing is happening. But man, nothing is happening, it's your mistake. Because you are entangled into the mundane sound. You come to the transcendental sound, come to the lotus feet of Prabhupada, and he is there lovingly to guide you. So she, the Nishvidyamana, Akhila Jeeva Marmani, all the vital parts of her body were pressurized by Krishna. So as soon as Krishna catches you, the death approaches in the cruel form to every living entity, and particularly to those who are entangled into the material sound. And as soon as the death approaches, all your vital parts of the body are squeezed to the last limit. And only the man or woman who is facing the death can know the terrible condition they are in. And that's why we know, nobody has come back to explain the death experience. But we have seen so many living entities dying, and they go unconscious, because all the vital parts are pressurized by Krishna. And when Krishna sits on the body, finished, you cannot move anything. At the moment my hand is obeying me, but as soon as Krishna will sit on this hand, I won't be able to lift it. And then I will be surprised in my helpless condition, you know. And, Ram bolo, Bhai Ram. This is the condition. Nishvidyamana Akhila Jeeva Marmani. You cannot escape. You cannot escape him. Suppose some dacoit comes here and he has a gun in his hand and he will round us up. Hey, come on, Kishore, whatever you have, give me. He has to give whatever collection. Bajari may be angry there. Where is the collection? But it doesn't matter. Bajari will see afterwards. But first we have to satisfy the dacoit. Krishna is the supreme dacoit. He tells you, he requests you. The sarva-dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam. Please, you concocted all things. You leave it and please you come to me. He says, but if you don't obey, mam aprapyeva mura janmani janmani, you will not get me. Janmani janmani, birth after birth, mam aprapyeva yanti adhamam gatim. I will throw you into the demonic pieces of life. This is the threat. This is pistol. And if you don't believe even then he sits on you at the time of death. And all your joints are completely stiff. And you are completely helpless. And maybe some living thing is going on here, you know. And it is also on the way out. And then we are completely helpless. We cannot do anything. And that time is coming for everybody of us. Time is not definite, but that is coming. If you don't surrender voluntarily, then he will be like Putana, he will catch you. And then you have to scream, hey, hey, leave me alone. He says, no, no, your time is over. I won't leave you now, I'll sit on you. And you have to come. Nishpidamana akhila jeeva marmani. And then vivritta netre charanam bhujamuhu. Then eyes go wide, and the balls go in the forehead. Our eyes, they are gone. And we see that, oh, living entity is suffering. Vivritya netre, his eyes become wide like this, and the balls go up. And the balls are not under our control. At the moment my balls are under my control. But that time when Krishna sits on it, it is under his control. And he just pulls the ball up. And I am helpless. What is happening? I don't know. I can't speak. There is no strength left in my mouth to speak the words. Vivritya netre, charanam bhujamuhu, and I am just throwing my hands and legs, but there is no life into it. I can't throw them all. They are already thrown by Krishna. Jai, Sri Radharas Biharji ki. And prasvinna gatra, shipati rurodaha. And then she perspires, the whole body is perspiring, and rurodaha, she tries to scream and cry, but that also she cannot do. This is the result of the mundane sound. Instead of this sound, we must come to the transcendental sound. This is a request. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatan tasya dridavritaha. With full determination, you should always perform my kirtan. And these words, they are more than 100% correct. Don't think that he was just writing Bhagavad Gita for himself. No, he didn't need Bhagavad Gita. Vedanta Krutveda Videvacham, he is a compiler of the Vedas and knower of the Vedas. So he knows Bhagavad Gita fully within his heart. He doesn't want, but he has given us the instruction. that you give. If you want to be happy on this planet, I am sending your son there. So you follow my instruction. So tatam kirtanito mam yatan tasya dridavritaha. And kirtan, how can we perform kirtan? Unless we depend upon him. Unless we know that he is something and we have to please him. Even our boss, don't we please? If Mundan offices and factories are there, they want to please their boss. Because after a month, they must have a salary. And we have to please our boss. The mundane boss, they are never pleased. And we try to please them again and again. And he always frowns. This boss is very easily pleased. Ashu, Trishyati Ashu Janardhan. Trishyati Ashu Janardhan, he says in Bhagavatam. And there are three things you have to follow. Daya Sarva Bhuteshu, Santushtya Aina Kedava, Sarvendrishu Prashantya, Trishyati Ashu Janardhan. He says, I am completely satisfied. Ashu means immediately. As soon as you follow these three things, I am satisfied. And what is that? Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu. We have to be merciful to all the living entities. We were in driving in America, and these American people, at times they are saying, 95% they are not saying, but 5% they are saying, except devotees. So there was a car going on, there was a banner on the car, and that banner said that, how do you feel if your finger is squeezed between the car door and the frame? And that was the first sentence. I don't exactly remember the sentences, but this was the meaning, that if your finger is squeezed between your car door and the frame, how much pain you feel. So please think about the animals. That was the Karmi's banner. Today, I caught my finger into the bathroom door and the frame. And it was horrible time. Horrible time for 2 minutes at least. Oh God, I thought that I am just going to pass away before the class. This is our experience, daily experience. And these mundane people, they know this. And he is advising us that you please feel that, how do you feel when the finger is squeezed? And how can you just take a knife and cut the neck of chicken or cow or sheep or whatever it is? This is the way we should keep our eyes always open. We should keep our mind always open. And you try to take the instructions, good instructions, from wherever you can get. Always absorb the good instructions. The sponge, if it is new, it will definitely absorb the water. The old sponge, they become hard and they don't have any absorption capacity. We are becoming, our sponges are becoming old. Because we are connected with the destructive mundane activities and mundane sounds. This is our own defect. And unless you come to this transcendental platform, it is very difficult that you get out of this mundane rut. And you have to have the communion with the Lord. If you want to rise above the mundane platform, you have to have communion with the Lord at 4 o'clock in the morning. Not at 9 o'clock when you get up. No, 9 o'clock he shuts his mouth. He doesn't speak. He only speaks at 4:30. And if you want to have communion, you have to be here at 4:30. And if you have to be here at 4:30, means you have to get up at 3:45 at least. Or 4 o'clock if you are very speedy. And then somehow or the other, like a donkey, we dip ourselves and then come out, and some kursa is somewhere and some something is, hey man, hey man. And then run, and he comes here in a beautiful form, kurta is topsy-turvy, button is here and there. This will not do. This is a mundane activity. This is a mundane activity. Don't perform the mundane activity under the roof of Srila Prabhupada. This is what is today's purpose. Sadhana has got to be there. And one thing, we are really ordinary people to whom we call karmi. I think that I am a devotee and all that the karmi. We should never use karmi word really. Srila Prabhupada uses because he is a highly elevated person. So we should try to use ordinary people, we are also included. So they are in moha.
there is illusion. They don't know that death is coming and the time is taking over them, and they are engrossed in rickshaws or this or that or that, their activity. It doesn't matter at all. They are in moha. But we people are in maha moha. You know, prasad and maha prasad. I like maha prasad very much. You know, so we like maha moha. And what is that maha moha? We think that I am a devotee. I have shaved my head, a long chika, saffron clothes, and myself, sannyasi, yeah? And so many things, you know? And then, I throw myself in maha moha. There is no need of mangalati. Since last 20 years, I'm here. I have attended so many mangalati. Nothing is happening. Krishna is not talking. So what is it? Let me hear. And then I have to wait for the call from Australia or from South Pole or North Pole. Because there are devotees in North Pole also. So this is how we find out so many things in order to avoid the sadhana. This is our mind. Because you are mundane. And as soon as you become mundane, you avoid the spiritual platform. This fourth day is a spiritual activity. Nobody can come here unless he or she is interested in the spiritual platform. Otherwise we'll snore up to 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or whatever it is. We will never come here. This is the difference. We are in maha moha. Because we are in the temple, we think that there is no need of coming to mangalarati. There is no need of chanting the round. Who knows whether I have chanted or not? I can boast, I am chanting 32 rounds. It is very easy to tell. But we cannot chant one round very nicely. This is maha moha. This is mundanity. And why we are performing this? You please remember. Why we are doing this? Because we are completely faithless towards Krishna. We are here somehow or the other. There may be ordinary people or the devotees, everybody. Somehow or the other we are here. But even coming here, after coming here, we are not serious about these things. Because we don't depend upon Krishna. And the main quality of the devotee is fully to depend upon Krishna for 10% time, whatever time we have for this body. Every second of our existence, we have to depend upon Him. He supplies water, He supplies air, He supplies our food, He supplies everything to us. Clothes and everything He is giving. And for Him, we don't perform anything. That is maha moha. This we have to come out of maha moha. And it is better to be in moha. And then finally, we shed off the moha also. Unless we do this, it is very difficult for us to survive in the temple for years to come. We have sacrificed our life. But mere sacrifice will not help us. Will not help us at all. You get into these things and you go to the bottom of the scriptures. Sri Prabhupada is fully capable. He has explained everything in his books. But we are lazy. And because of our laziness, many times we blame him. This is our tendency. We blame everybody. And sometimes we catch Prabhupada also. But as soon as Uttama wanted to blame Krishna, Krishna caught hold of the neck. And Prabhupada is Krishna's pure devotee. He also has the Krishna's potency. And he also catches the neck. He said many times, you know, that it doesn't matter whether you come and go in the temple. It doesn't matter much for me. I have thousands of disciples and I have so many followers. But it does matter to you. You will be completely destroyed. And he was not proud of it. It was not pride. He was telling these things. He was requesting us that please, for your good, you just stick to me. Me means in the sense of his books. He was asking us many times that why am I writing? Why am I getting up at 1 o'clock? You people are not reading. Why am I doing this? Once there were so many questions in his class, you know. Fortunately, I was there. And after the class, so many hands went up to ask questions. You know. They wanted to talk to Prabhupada. You know. Everybody loved Prabhupada. So they wanted to talk, you know. So many hands went up. Prabhupada became very angry. Then you are rascal. Then he stopped, you know. He said, no. You are not rascal. You are 10th class rascal. So he was not satisfied by calling rascals also.
And then he gave the reason. Everything is in my books. Because you are not reading, so many hands are up. You rascals, you read my books anyway. This rascaldom, we have to stop. This is our mundane platform to avoid these things. And until and unless you raise yourself, as I told you, you have to communicate with Krishna. And the way of communication is very nicely described in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and in the life of Prabhupada, and whatever he has written. Everything is here present. He says that communion with the Lord is very much reality by the transmission of the transcendental sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. This is the way to communicate. This is the way to communicate. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Maruta Stuvanti Divye Savai Vedai Sangha Krama Pado Panishadai Jayanti Yam Samaga. This is communication. This is communication. From Bhagavatam, 11th canto, first best verse. Then our Prahlad Maharaj's verse for our instruction. Kutumba Pushaya Vyan Nijayo Na Buddhate Artam Vihatam Pramattaha Sarvatra Tapa Traya Dukhitatma Nirvidyate Na Svakutumba Rama. Very nice verse. It's beautiful to understand these verses. Kutumba Pushaya Vyan Nijayo. Kutumba Pushaya, for the maintenance of the family. Vyan, you decrease, you waste, you spoil your ayu, your life. The time allotted to our body, we waste for the maintenance of family. Some brahmachari will stand up and he will say that, I don't have any family. I don't waste my life. I don't spoil. Jai, Hare Krishna, Nindara. Nindara is? Huh? Ah, Jai. ये तो बड़ा अच्छा डिवोटी कुरुक्षेत्र से आ रहा है और ये कमांडर इन चीफ है कृष्ण का. यू शुड बी केयरफुल अबाउट. तो देन यू ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड इट. ब्रह्मचारी इज एक्सप्लेन दैट आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग टू मेंटेन. नो, यू आर मेंटेनिंग योर बैड हैबिट्स. यू डोंट कम फ्रॉम मंगला आरती. यू डोंट चेंज योर राउंड. यू डोंट रीड श्री प्रभुपाद बुक्स एटलीस्ट फॉर 2 hours अ डे. We are somehow or the other haphazardly doing our survey. When we make the garland of all, one flower is up, another flower is down, and the garland is ready, and somehow or the other I must run home or stay in my ashram, you know. The people love ashram very much. Very much. And our Bombay ashram is beautiful, you know, like a hospital bed. There are so many beds. And every time I went there, somebody is sleeping there. Because that place is very on a fifth floor. Nobody goes there. Hardly, Maharaja, you go somewhere, sometime. But nobody goes there. And as soon as a brahmachari is free, boom. And then he sings with his nose. So this we have to avoid. It's completely avoid. Kutumba Poshaya Vyan Nijayo. We are spoiling our existence for this kutum. We have our own kutum. My own cot, my own chadar, my own bed, nice, cushy, you know. I must have foam bed, you know, because I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. So I must have a very soft bed. And that soft bed forces us to sleep more. Because it is soft, it forces us to sleep. Everything cushy, you know. The quilt is cushy, the bed is cushy, and very nice. And if you are lucky, the wife is smiling. And otherwise, I don't know really what happens. If you are unlucky, then finish. So instead of getting into this rut, please, if at all you have to go into the rut also in order to come out. Unless you go in, how can you come out? So you have to follow Krishna's instructions that after Brahmacharya Ashram, we have to get into Grihastha Ashram. And we have to do it in order to come out of it. But always we have to keep Krishna and depend upon Krishna. Whatever we do, we cannot do on our own at all. Superintendent, he is the superintendent. Maya Dakshana Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. And this is very clear, that as soon as you come to Krishna, Your life is bound to be completely cleansed. Whether you are in Grihastashram, whether you are in Brahmacharyashram, or Vanaprastha, or Sannyas. Sannyasa dukkham aptum ayogataha. Even Sannyas is dukkham aptum. It will give you so much miserable condition. Why? Ayogataha. Because you are not a devotee. If you are not interested into the scriptures, then even a sannyas is great utpad, is a great disturbance. Because we are here with the living entities for a very, very less time, maybe 1 hour or 2 hours, you know. Then eventually we are locked up in a room and there are four walls. Those four walls will kill us if we are not interested into this. And that is the reason that why we are tired of many times sannyas. Because we are dukkham aptum ayogata. Sannyas is also very highly elevated position. But unless you please be utilized into this, that will also create a misery. And this is the instruction of Krishna. Kutumba poshaya viyan nijayu. We are just spoiling the valuable human existence. And then he says, because we are completely spoiling the human existence, we don't have anything left. And that living entity, sarvatra tapatraya dukkitatma, everywhere he goes, he is suffering from threefold misery. Bodily misery, then other living entities inflict miseries, and the Krishna given misery. All these miseries trouble us. And then, even then, he is troubled so much, but even then, he doesn't develop the distaste to the material activities. That is our defect. We are suffering. All of us are suffering. But we like it. Like a donkey. He goes behind the she donkey and requests. He has his own language. Donkey's language is completely beautiful language. Because she donkey is very pleased. So as soon as the she donkey is pleased, she gives the return to him, a kick on his face. And as soon as he is kicked, the blood is coming out from the face. He says, oh God, I will never follow this she donkey now. He walks two steps and he forgets the kick. Again, and again a kick. Again blood is flowing like this. If you see that donkey, I don't know whether you have seen those donkeys. We have got some pictures of those donkeys who are bleeding, you know. We'll show you. But this is how in our villages we see, even now, donkeys' punishment. And we are donkeys at the best of our existence in the material world. We have got so many kicks. We are bleeding. But even then there is no distaste. And unless we develop the real distaste for the material activities, you will never come to Krishna. And Krishna will never talk to you at 4:30. He will reject you. And as soon as he rejects, you may be in the temple for 50 years. Doesn't matter. But you have to come back again. Maybe if you are lucky, Srimatam Shuchimatam Gehe. Maybe you come back as in yogi's house or the rich person's house. This is how he threatens us, he requests us. It is better to voluntarily surrender to these activities. And if you want to elevate, please, then don't leave these scriptures for a single second, and Prabhupada will definitely pick us up. Otherwise we are completely gone. There are so many things to be told. We had one very nice example how the people are elevated, you know, from the dirtiest condition, Narkatapyuddharamyam, from hellish condition. We were in Radha Desh. What was his name, that Yugoslavian boy? Who was druggist? Pradrug. This is our Prahlad. Prahlad's name is also Prahlad, you know. Lad means blissful. And Prahlad means completely blissful. You know, Pra means greater. You know, Pitamaha is grandfather. Pra Pitamaha means great, great grandfather. That is how Lad means Anand. And it is a beautiful, you know, this Hiranyakashipu and Kayadu. They had four children, four male children and one daughter. And all these children, the name end with the Lord. You know, what is the first? Sal Lord, Sam Lord, you know, is very good Anand, very good blissful nature. Then Anu Lord, you follow Anand. Then Lord, only Lord, Anand, and Pral Lord. All these are four. And Sihika is the daughter who was married to Viprachiti, demon Viprachiti. And Sihika had Rahu, as their son, Rahu Vinu. So this is how Hiranyakashipu had four male sons, and this Pradrup, this Yugoslavian boy, we met him in Raghadesh in Belgium, and he came to us, you know. He knew that we are talking something about the practical life, and he came and related his experience, you know. And this is a completely true story. This Pradrup was a celebrated druggist. The whole town knew that Pradrup is a lost case, and so they made him the president of the druggist society, because he is the right president. He was taking so much drugs. Our president, because he is performing kirtan, he is the president of Bombay temple. We don't make anybody Bombay president temple. Those who perform kirtan, those who are serious about sadhana, we make them the president. So this druggist also was made the president of the druggist society. And Pradrup, everybody in the town knew. As soon as they heard about Pradrup, he's a lost case. And so many said, what is this opium and, you know, ganja? What do you call it? Narcotics. You know, they are very much prominent in Western world. I don't know, here also it is hidden. But everywhere it is there. And he was taking these narcotics, you know, all these drugs. And during the day, about 6-7 times, he had to depend upon this dose. And he was relating his experience, that he was so very addicted that he will do anything to get it. He was so very, because his life depended upon these drugs. And he would do anything to get these things. And what he did, that he will steal, he will borrow or beg or whatever he does, but he must have this. Then what happened, that one day, accidentally, how this name changes, you know, just name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Immediately changed his life. It so happened that his wife accidentally went to the market, and in the second hand tape shop, she got one tape, and that was Prabhupada sending Hare Krishna. lucky. And she was playing that, because she knew that this is a lost case, there is nothing, so we should hear Indian music. And so Indian music she wanted to buy, and she did not have much money, so she wanted to go to second hand shop. And somehow or the other, somebody might have left somewhere, this is our Sankirtan, you know, we go distribute tapes or give books, and they work like this. And then he heard the tapes. He heard the tapes and he said, it's pleasing. He didn't know what it is, but it's pleasing, he said. And somehow or the other, as soon as he heard Krishna's name, he got some intelligence, you know. He said, I should keep on hearing instead of this drug. But he was addicted, completely addicted. So what happened? That somehow there was Krishna's mercy, and Prabhupada's mercy really, that he could decide that whatever happens, I will just now, don't go to the drugs at all. And to stop the drugs is a horrible thing. You nearly die if you don't take any, if you're addicted. So then what he did, he completely stopped everything. And he said that he was not able to walk. He fell down, broke his head and hands and so many times. Now that man is a devotee in Radhadesh temple, very healthy devotee and very nicely serving. He said, I was as good as that person. So it is better to die for Krishna. And he is serving in that temple very nicely. This is his experience. Please don't undermine the influence of the names of Krishna and the instructions of Prabhupada. Please, somehow or the other, we pray Radharas Pyariji that he should give us sufficient intelligence to be determined to follow sadhana and his instruction to the last letter, and we will be completely safe. Hare Krishna. The time is up, so we must stop here. Hare Krishna.
Then both of them will fall into the ditch. Om iti ek aksharam, Brahma, there is no doubt about it. Om, only Om is enough. But Krishna doesn't tell us to chant only Om, only vibrate Om. This is a misguided thing. Only vibrating Om will not give you the benefit at all. He says, Man Anusmaran, Yaha Prayati Tajan Deham. This is the third line. Yaha means those people who vibrate the pranava, and plus Mam Anusmaran, those who remember me. Yaha Prayati, those who depart from this world, Tajan Deham, those who forsake their body. Sa Yati, those people they come, Param Gatim, they attain the spiritual perfection. It's completely clear. These two verses will always give us the complete clear idea about the Omkar. If we run after only Om, there is a tendency. We were in Fiji and there was a temple and big Om was there. And inside there some Radha Krishna temple. But they call it Om temple. And the most horrifying experience was in Harare, in Zimbabwe. And in Zimbabwe, we have a nice, beautiful temple, you know, constructed by Hindus. It's a very good building. But what are they got all the boxes of the deity from India, you know? All, everything. Whatever is possible, they could get. Plenty of money. So, the whole bunch came there. And then they had a meeting. Then how to adjust the altar? Because there was a crowd market up there. So they fought tooth and nail. Somebody wanted Shiva inside, somebody wanted this inside, somebody wanted the Tulsi man inside. And there are so many. Oh God, such a serious fight. They broke each other's heads and cut their lips. But they couldn't decide what should be put. So eventually, they came to the conclusion after cutting the heads and cutting the lips. So the conclusion was that we don't want to put any deity. And put Om. So they have big bowl in Om, and on the chair that poor Om is lying there. And that mandir is known as Om Mandir. It's a beautiful surrounding, very nice building, but just Om is standing there. This is our ignorance. Because we cannot follow this unless we follow Krishna's instructions. And Krishna's instructions are very clear. And this is our duty, to come to the scriptures and get the authoritative clearance. If you can't get the authoritative clearance, then your talking or my talking will not have any value at all. We should not really talk. We should not really talk unless we give some particular thing. This is the main thing to be understood regarding the Omkar. And once we are clear, completely clear, then our Dvadakshar mantra should be engraved in our mind. This Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And lovingly we chant. There are so many tunes, so many ways they can be played. But this tune is best for us. And wherever we are, we should try to understand that mere Omkar is not recommended by Krishna. Ma Manusmaran, always there must be Vasudeva with it. Otherwise, if you don't remember Krishna, and if we twist it, then we don't get the benefits. This is the main thing. And that's why we chant three times this Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Samrambha Duspreksha Parada Lochano Vyatanantam Vyatanantam Vilihan Svajivaya Asru Asru Lavaptaruna Asrug Lavaptaruna Esharanano Yathantra Mali Vipahatyaya Harihi Saurambha Dutpreksha Pralamuchano. Sauram Madhusprekcha Karalalochano. Vyatananantam Vilihan Svajivaya. Vyatananantam Vilihan Svajivaya. Asruglavakta Runakesharanano. Asruglavakta Runakesharanano. Yathantra Mali Vipahatyari. Yathantra Mali Vipahatyari. Sauram Vadushpreksha Karalalochano. Vyatananantam Vilihan Svajivaya. Asruglavakta Runakesharanano. Yathantra Mali Dvipahatyaya Hare. Sauram Vadushpreksha Karalalochano. Saurambha, because of great anger. This Preksha, very difficult to look at. Karala, very fearful. Lochana, eyes. Vyatha, expanded. Anana, antam, the edge of the mouth. Vilihan, licking. Svajivaya, with his tongue. Asruglava, with spots of blood. Akta, smeared. Arona, reddish. Keshara, mane. Anana, and face. Yatha, just as. Antramali, decorated with a garland of intestines. Dvijahateya, Vipahateya, by the killing of an elephant. Harihi, the lion. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki, please repeat. Lord Narasimhadeva's mouth and mane were sprinkled with drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimha Dev, decorated with a garland of intestines, taken from Hiranyakashipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that has just killed an elephant. Purport by Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada ki, is here. The hair on Lord Narasimha Dev's face, being sprinkled with the drops of blood, was reddish and looked very beautiful. Now Narasimhadev pierced Hiranyakashipu's abdomen with his nails, pulled out the demon's intestines and wore them as a garland, which enhanced the beauty. Thus the Lord became very fearsome, like a lion engaged in fighting an elephant. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadam Dikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamanam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa,
Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsa,
Shri Rupam,
Shri Rupam,
Sakradatam,
Sakradatam,
Sahaganar Gunatan, Vitamtam, Sajivam, Sadvaitam,
Sadvaitam,
Savadutam,
Savadutam,
Parijana Saitam,
Parijana Saitam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Krishna Chaitanya Devam,
Sri Radha Krishna Padam, Bhagavan Lalitan, Vishakhan Vitamsha,
Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Karuna Sindho,
Dina
Bandho,
Jagatpate,
Gopesh, Gopika
Kanta,
Kanchana Gaurangi,
Kanchana Gaurangi,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Radhe Vrindavaneshwari,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Vrishabhanu Sute Devi,
Pranamami Hari Priye,
Pranamami Hari Priye,
Vancha Kalpataru Besha,
Vancha Kalpataru Besha,
Sipasindhu Devacha,
Sipasindhu Devacha,
Patitanam Pavanebhyo,
Patitanam Pavanebhyo,
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah,
Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Sri Krishna Chaitanya,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Prabhu Nityananda,
Sri Advaita Gadadhara,
Sri Advaita Gadadhara,
Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda,
Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Narayanam Namaskritya,
Narayanam Namaskritya,
Naram Chaiva Narottamam,
Naram Chaiva Narottamam,
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam,
Tato Jayamudire,
Tato Jayamudire,
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu,
Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya,
Bhagavati Uttam Shloke,
Bhagavati Uttam Shloke,
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki,
Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Padki, I'm just committing offense. I don't know why. I'm sure. Please excuse me. You're all in written presence. What should I do? It's very difficult. And in the short purpose, the Prabhupada uses the fearsome appearance of Sikhya. Mrityushya Sarva Harishtaham. In the Gita, there is a nice line, Mrityushya Sarva. If we voluntarily don't submit to the supreme higher authority, then the result is clear. That he will be coming to us in Narasimhadeva's form, horrible. And then you can't deny. For the whole of lifetime, we may go on denying the existence of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And we are denying. There are very few moments when we really feel that Krishna is there. Once I read in Lilamrita, that Srila Prabhupada was walking in morning walk. He immediately stopped. And he asked the question to the devotees, do you really believe that Krishna is there? And all big devotees were there. All big maladies and everybody were there. And he asked this question, do you really believe that Krishna is there? We are just hovering around that stage. And our mind can be a very nasty enemy. It's only because of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and all saints and sages and his teachers that somehow or other we can catch our mind and bring it again and again. Nice building is there, so at least we give this corruption to our mind. We corrupt our mind. And hey, why are you staying in this dirty building? It's a nice building, come to Krishna. And you sleep on the fifth floor. This is a corruption. We have to corrupt our mind. Because the mind doesn't want to come. Doesn't want to come. So some comfort has to be given to it. The mind, anything else has to be given to the mind. Unless you try to convince yourself, it is very difficult. There are two sides in your mind also. A daiva side and asura side. Very few moments we are in a daivic condition. Very few. In a mode of goodness. There is very few moments in our life. Or otherwise, always we are consumed by asura in our own mind. What to talk about outside devas and devatas and asuras? In our mind there is a conflict. And that conflict has got to be resolved. Otherwise this will be the result. Hiranyakashipu could not resolve the conflict in his own mind. Being Jaya and Vijaya, you know, himself, he was fully knowledgeable. And you remember in previous chapters, it is very nicely described when he gives very nice solace to his mother when Hiranyaksha dies. It is a nice philosophical treatise. How can a demon speak like that? He knew everything, but his mind was oscillating. And our mind is just like that. It's like Hiranyaksha. Before we worry about the others, we should worry about our own selves. Unless we are completely fixed. How? There is no question of converting anybody to Krishna's platform. We are not fixed. That is different. Maharaj, I didn't see you. Please excuse me. I should not sit here. This is your place. Excuse me. So, this is the main point to be understood from this purpose. That our own minds are really in doubt. And because we are in doubt, we cannot be as serious as we can be. Every time, even now, we feel that is it alright, I'm doing this. What should I buy Mercedes and marry and go? So many things come into our mind. You just step outside the road and this bhajiya wala is selling bhajiya tea. I feel like standing behind the counter and take money. We go, pass him and go to the beach, you know. While going to the beach, the meditation is going on. Hey, he's earning more than me. If I can, I will really kick him out and I will have that counter. This is our mind. And we have to fight continuously. We have to fight continuously. Continuous fighting should be there. Yasmat Priya Priya Vyoga Sanyoga Janma. It's very nicely prayed by Prahlad Maharaj to Narasimha Devi. This verse is beautiful, showing our condition. We are in an advantageous position because we have these scriptures thoroughly explained word by word, translations and purports. And we should be very careful about this. Nobody has this treasure. Otherwise, who will pay for this Bhagavatam set 4,000 rupees? Gorakhpur set is available for 100 rupees. Can you imagine the difference between our price of Bhagavatam set and the Gorakhpur price? Why people are after this? It's a big question we should ask ourselves. And if people are paying 4,000 rupees for this, we are not going to paying a single penny. But the rascal wants to stand behind the counter of that bhajiya wala. This is the thing to be understood. And especially Prabhupada was very angry all the time. He was explaining so many things. Always angry. Rastaji, you don't know. Out of frustration with Rastaji, every time he was calling Rastaji. So many times. And we agreed that yes, Prabhupada was a Rastaji. Somebody says a Rastaji, we will be running up. But we agreed, because it is the truth. This Raskandam, when are we going to stop? That question we have to ask. And we must explain these verses to our mind. Shrutavan is the first stage. You must hear first. Must hear. There is no other way. Shrutavan, then once you hear, then Supatan. Then you study it. You study each verse. So once we were hearing the Prabhupada's tape, you know, and he was very clear. And he said that there are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And each verse requires nearly 1 month to be clear in our mind. And maybe more for us because we are Kali Yuga products. So at least he said that you require 18,000 months divided by 12. It gives you 1500 years. Where is the time? Hardly we have 60, 70 years, 80 years maybe. And out of that, 40 years we sleep. And 40 years are remaining, childhood years and other, the old age years, then again we have to subtract. In between, we want to marry, we want to have children, we have to settle them, we have to buy houses, we have to. Where is the time? Time. So this is the main thing to be understood. Unless we utilize every second at our disposal, it is impossible to get through these scriptures. And if you don't, then in the end this horrible form is awaiting for us, in the form of Yamraj or this or that. There was one man from Bombay, he was a rich person, before 3 years I think. He went to England for the treatment. And he came there and he rented some flat near Marble Arch area, which is a very rich area. And big flat it was. We went to see him, yeah? For this rich man has come for the treatment. And he was admitted to the hospital. Then again, he was released and he was in his flat nicely, situated with wife and some relations. You know? But he was always shouting that, hey, somebody has given some mafia place there for us. Because he was looking these horrible figures. Should have looking to Yamraj's or somewhere else. Yeah, he said, we should get out of this place. It is full of mafias, full of mafias. And within 2 days he died in the place. These are the mafias. Nursing there is a mafia. Supreme mafia. If you want not to see nursing there at the time of death, and if you want to see Krishna, then you have to change your lifestyle. That is Prabhupada's way to instruct. Choice is ours. You choose whether you want to see nursing there or you want to see bit of flute there. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshasthale kaustubam nasagre varamauktikam karatale venu kare kankana. This figure we want to see. Kasturi tilakam lalata patale vakshasthale kaustubam nasakhe varamauktikam karatale venu kare kankanam sarvange arichandanam sulalitam kante chamuktavali gopastri parivestito vijayate gopal. This lovely figure. Then Gopi sing, very nice form, you know. We want to see Natavarabhu. It's a beautiful three bends. Very nice figure. That figure we meditate on. Radharasbihari, Radharanishwari. for life rather than itself. So last time, if I don't forget, visited London to see her. That was the first lady installed in ISKCON. It is still in London, I see what she did. So was she. That is, Varaha Peedam. Nice feather, you know. Varaha Peedam Natuvarvapu Karnayo Karnikaram Vibratvasa Kanaka Kapisham Vaijayanti Chumala. Come on, you know. Come on. Vaijayanti Chumala Randran Veno Radharasudaya Urayan Gopavrindai Vrindaranyam Svapadaramanam Tavishat Deeta Kirti. These are the figures we want to see. Not Narsingdev. No doubt, Narsingdev has proved. Just recently, there was a shooting in Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan, they don't talk, they shoot. Here, in Bombay, there is plenty of talk. So let us talk. Don't replace the talk with the gun. So this, recently there was an unfortunate incident. And that devotee had a nursing covers in his neck, you know. And it so happened, I don't know how, it is not an accident. But the bullet hit that nursing cover, that murti, you know, in the necklace. And because of that he was saved. Narsingdev Bhagavan ki. So we should pray Narsingdev. But please pray that we don't want to see you in that horrible form. We want Natvarvapu. You know? And if we want Natvarvapu, then communion with the Lord is very easily possible. Very easily possible. Through the transmission of the transcendental sound. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama.
This is transmission. And if you continue this transmission, one day we'll be lucky, he will be hearing us. And if he hears us, finished. Everything is finished then. And instead of horrible form, we will see a lovely form. That is our perfection of the human existence. That is the goal of the human existence. All other things have to be arranged so that we can achieve this goal. Gopis strive for this goal. Gopi prem is the best. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends us. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesh Tanayas Tadham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Vrajavadhu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Mamalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. It's very clear instruction. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas. Aradhana, intensified worship, intensified prayer is known as Aradhana. And the personified existence of the intensified prayer is Radha. The Radha word comes from Aradhana. Aradhana means to have cultivate the intense prayer. We pray, you know, sometimes running we pray something. Go and have darshan of the and go. No, that is not the way. Aradhana. And the intensified prayer will not be there unless you hammer your mind with Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. It would not be there. You do anything and everything, you will be completely defeated. Parabhava tavata bodha jata. Yavadna jitna sada atma tatvam. Parabhava tavata bodha jata. Defeated always. Again and again defeat. Parabhava tavata bodha jata. You are ignorant. And because of ignorance, you are defeated. And then you are complaining. spent 15 years. There is no sign. But we didn't spend. I spent 15 years. But just I ate, slept nicely, and have a nice, comfortable existence. It's much better than the outside world existence. That is not the existence we want here. That is the main thing. If it is intensified prayers, then only Aradhya Bhagavan Rajeshatana. Aradhana, you just start Aradhana from this moment. Otherwise, within a second, what is going to happen, we don't know. We are here sitting nicely. After 2 seconds, you don't know really out of us who is going to go and where is he or she going to go, never to meet again. That is our this group. Any group you come across, there, we are lucky that we are seeing each other. Otherwise, we cannot see each other again and again unless he sanctions. He is very merciful. Everywhere we see Vasudev, the hand of Vasudev, and then the Aradhana intensifies. And then once it is intensified, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, how to do it? Ramya kachit upasana rajavadu. Gopis upasana, you must follow. Vargenaya kalpita, in varga, in a class they were saying. In a class they were doing everything. Sankirtan. There is Sankirtan.
Hare Krishna.
And more so when Krishna was not with them. And then this gopis aradhana is very nicely described by gopis themselves in 10th canto in Srimad Bhagavatam. See how to follow the gopis aradhana. Patati yad bhavan ahani kananam truti yugayate tvam apashyatam. Patati yad bhavan ahanikananam truti yugayate vama pashyatam. Kutila kuntalam shrimukhanchate jadavu dikshatam pakshmakritrusham. We should understand this verse thoroughly well and follow the instructions. First shunvan, vicharana paro, you think over it again and again, then, I'm sorry, shunvan, hearing, then supatan, study, and then vicharana paro. And then you think over it again and again and put into practice. Otherwise everything becomes null and void. This atati yad bhavan, gopis say to Krishna, that as soon as the day dawns, you just go in the forest to graze the cows. And this is Vedic culture. Even now, we were in Uganda. Yes, we were in Uganda. And the president of Uganda, what he does during holidays, you know, he grazes the cows. He has 400 cows and he is insisting that everybody should have a holiday and graze the cows. He said, because you are not grazing the cows, you are mentals. And they are all mental there. And here we are a different kind of mental. But we are all, there is a difference of degree. But that mental attitude is there always. Because we are not grazing the cows. We are vivakta desha sevi from aratirjana samsari. We must love the solitary atmosphere. Otherwise this poor world will kill us. Well, we are all alone, particularly in a renounced order. Very few hours or maybe few minutes we are with the public or congregation. Otherwise we are locked up. And if we are not attracted to devotional services, then everybody is at open. Nice verse regarding this in Bhagavad Gita. Sannyasastu mahabhavo dukkham aptum ayogata. Very nice. Sannyasastu mahabhavo dukkham aptum ayogata. Ayogata. If you are not attracted to bhakti yoga, then sannyas is dukkham aptum. And we free these four walls, they kill us. They force us to quit the place and run away. This is how we have to be very clear about these points. Somehow or the other, we have to come to the gopi platform so that we utilize every second of our existence for the services of Krishna, devotional service. And first we have to pick up ourselves and then guide others how they can be picked up. That is the main thing to be understood. And here gopis say, Ramya kachit upasana vajavadhu. And Gopi said that Atati Yad Bhavan, Ahani Kamananam. Ahani means during the day, and Kananam means in the forest. During the day, as soon as the day dawns, you are born behind the cows. Then in your absence, what is our condition? See, they say, Truti Yugayate Vama Pashyatam. Truti means a fraction of a second, very little time. But Yugayate, it is long like Yuga. Because apashyatam, because we don't see you. We cannot pass any time. Short time becomes like a long millennium time for us, because we don't see you. You know, in the beginning, when these young boys and girls, they marry, you know, or engage, they cannot pass the time without each other, if they are really attracted, I'm sorry. But, so he wants to, he wants to see her, she wants to see him. And if they meet after 8 days, oh, it's an 8 days, like a year. Because they love each other. In the beginning at least. Afterwards, what happens, I can't see. Anyway, this is how gopis are very nicely attracted to Krishna. Their souls are completely devoted to the Supreme Absolute Truth. Without Him, they cannot survive. And this they are conveying to Krishna. That, do you know? You are so cruel, they say, that you don't know our condition. That when you are not here, our short time becomes long like a millennium to us. This should be our position. If we are not with the scriptures, if we are not in the devotional service, then our time must be like a millennium long. We should not spend a single moment here and there without these things. And this is Gopi Bhava. To follow the gopis. We should be completely warm toward these scriptures. Put your heads. There is so much to read. And Prabhupada has given us. We cannot finish in one life. Maybe 12 lives we will be able to read and understand. We don't know that. And that's why we have to beg Him daily that You please be merciful and give me some intellect so that I can understand You. This is the main thing we understand. That Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends that you have to pray like gopis. And gopis say that without you, a fraction of a second becomes very long. So without these scriptures, without the devotional activities, our fraction of a second should always become very long. We should always be attracted to these things. And then they say that Kutila Kuntalam, you know, your nice black hair, you know, curly hair, and you come in the evening back, and we want to see you there. Because for the whole day, we didn't see you at all. So we like to see because it is covered with the dust of the hoof of the cows, you know. And nice, your whole face is covered with dust. And you appear much beautiful. So when you come back, we want to see you there. But this Brahma, Pakshana Krishna, this Brahma is very cruel. They are complaining to Krishna about Brahma. Then Brahma, creator of our body, is very cruel. He has created eyelids on our eyes. And again we have to blink the eyes. Till that time also we cannot survive without it. This is attitude. This should be our attitude. And wherever we go, we pass on this message. That you please do anything and everything you want. Be engaged in our activities for 2 hours, 8 hours or whatever it is. But whatever that time you get, you please become gopi like this. That gopis were not able to tolerate the eyelids. Till they blink their eyes, again they will not see the Krishna. They will not tolerate this also. Always, Prabhupada's way is very austere way. And this, because of this austerity, our society all over the planet is number one society. We don't claim that we are number one. But I guarantee you that we are second to none. There is no society of this nature. There is no society who has printed millions of books in all the languages. Possible language. Not only printed, but distributed. Money or no money, we didn't worry at all. We give the books. And this is now the point has come that in England, nearly every house has some book. And their lifestyle is improving. Wherever the books are going, they are improving the standard. Even now, the reading the books, the children come to us, you know, particularly in their generation, they run to the temples. This is how we should keep the highest standard. Srila Prabhupada was maintaining always, may not be possible for us to be like him, but he has told us he insisted that please don't think that I am a special man. The difference between you and me, that I am a bit more sincere and you are not sincere, rascal. He complained in one word. He said, I am a bit more sincere and you are not sincere, rascal. And keep quiet. So please, we pray to him and Krishna that we get some knowledge out of this and intensify our devotional service. Hare Krishna.
If we worship Lord Vishnu, they are worried that because they worship him, they may see him at the time of death.
No, we worship Lord Narasimhadev. Lord saw, you know. Lord didn't see the horrible form. The devotee doesn't see the horrible form. Even if Narasimhadev comes, we'll be fortunate enough. Let him come with all the blood and intestine, blood and everything. And he is the pleasing for us. He looks more beautiful, Prabhupada said. That with all this, if we put intestine, instead of flower garlands, if we put intestine garlands, you will run away. You say that this is Shaiva Ajayana. And Lord puts on, and he says, yeah, how beautiful it is. There is no beauty. He appears somehow. For him, the intestine and flower is same. Because he forces the things, material things, to be transcendent. As soon as we touch Krishna, our lives are transcendent. Now, we are not proud, but whatever little service we have done, it has completely changed our attitude and our existence. And to that extent, we are very proud. But daily care is required. It is not that once I washed this cloth, and then never I washed, claiming that I washed it. No, again and again and again you have to wash. Then only you keep clean. And this washing process is the main thing. Whether Narasimhadev, oh, I would be very much pleased if Narasimhadev